Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Welcome. Glad you guys are with us. We're going to be joined by Annie Cyrus here in just one minute for an update on some things going on around the world related to acid attacks. More and more people, particularly in Great Britain, London, having acid thrown on them. Are the Islamists behind this? And if so, why? Is this something we should fear coming to America? So much of what happens in Europe eventually makes its way here. We're also going to talk to Aaron. We'll get an update. There is potentially a ceasefire on the verge of occurring so that Israel can get back some hostages. We'll get a report from Aaron. We also have some Illinois National Guard on their way to the Middle East. And we're getting reports. We have not been able to independently verify them yet, but we are getting reports that there has now been another Iranian-backed drone attack on a base in the Middle East, a U.S. military base. Apparently, Iran has no fear of the Biden regime. One would have to ask why. And the answer would come, well, pretty quick for anyone that's informed. This is the same regime, the Biden regime, that gave them billions and billions of dollars, has allowed their leaders to fly into the United States and land and speak at the UN. They know they have nothing to fear with the Biden regime. This is all a script. It's been pre-written. They've all agreed to the terms, and now they're carrying it out. We also have, since we were on the air yesterday, the testimony of FBI Director Christopher Wray, telling Congress that we need to act now when it comes to the threat by China, who can cripple our critical infrastructure and do incredible damage to our nation, our way of life, and back to life itself. He says we need to act now. Well, why did we not act 10 years ago? Why did we not act 5 years ago? Any of you listening to this broadcast know that whether it was siege or sabotage, particularly Siege, that came out in December of 2019. We had Dr. Peter Vincent Pry in that documentary from this very news desk at which I sit right now, warning that China and Russia have hacked into our grid with Operation Dragonfly, which he said from this desk is an act of war, at least should be considered such. He said they had practiced right before Vostok 18, which was said to be the largest military exercise in world history between, in cooperation with, Russia and China. And before that exercise, they practiced hacking into and getting into America's power grid, our systems. He talked about that in my documentary that came out in December of 2019. He was the chief of staff of the EMP Congressional Commission. He then went on to head the EMP Task Force. Sadly, he passed away a year ago this past August. So why is Christopher Wray wanting to bring this to the attention of Congress and the world now? A few weeks ago, he told us that all the red lights were flashing for a major terrorist attack in America. Why now? And now this. And again, I ask, why now? Because, my friends, it is not only covering their accountability. We told you so. We told you this was going to happen. That's what they'll say when it does. But they also, I believe, want the American people to be conditioned for what's to come. So when it happens, they know who to blame it on. Oh, that was China. Oh, that was a terrorist attack by the Islamists. Well, maybe it will be China. Maybe it will be Islamist. But maybe it won't be. Maybe they'll be the scapegoat. No, not that they wouldn't want to do it, but how do we know our own government won't do it and blame it on China? How do we know our own government won't carry out terrorist bombings around the country and blame it on the Islamists? Well, you say, House, under what basis and upon which basis do you say this? Let's see. I don't know. Maybe the fact that there were those in the Pentagon back during the Kennedy years that tried to convince President John F. Kennedy to allow them to carry out bombings in the U.S., particularly in Florida, and blame it on the Cubans. So the American people would have the stomach and the willingness and the desire to invade Cuba. President John F. Kennedy said, are you kidding me? You want our government to carry out false flag attacks on our own people? He thought they were crazy. And then we now have reports that the so-called pipe bomb in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, well, the evidence seems to be pointing more and more to the fact that the government did that, had it done. So does this government have a long history of false flags? Indeed, they do. In fact, last year I did several shows documenting numerous false flag events carried out by the government. Things they did to the American people. Dastardly things. Deadly things. Life-altering things. So don't think for 1 minute this government that is more corrupt, more debased, and more captured by the enemies of our nation would not carry out terrorist attacks against our own nation and blame it on the convenient enemy. Maybe an enemy that they are, well, coordinating with. So they've laid down the narrative, oh, the power grid could be hacked by China. Well, maybe it will, but don't doubt. When the grid goes down, it wasn't your own federal government, your own corrupt federal government. We'll get to that as well. Before we continue, let me just make sure, if you've heard the news, there is no confusion. I am not retiring. I am not closing down my programs. Last night, it was announced before the press release went out this morning that I will be exiting over the next few, well, 16 days is the planned schedule. It is fluid. I will be exiting, along with Logan, Lindell TV, an organization I was pleased to found with Mike Lindell. Mike and I have had a great, great relationship, and we continue to do so. Mike was so gracious as he came on with me on my show as I was on his broadcast last night, making the announcement before the press release was released this morning. I have been given a great opportunity by Mike Lindell, and I thank him, and we've become very close friends and will remain so. There has been brought to me an offer back on January 15th, which you'll notice I was off the air that day. And after 10 hours of meeting with General Flynn and his team in my home, they offered me the position of building a TV network for General Flynn and his team. And after our 10-hour meeting, I just couldn't turn down this incredible opportunity. I was given the incredible opportunity to work with Mike Lindell to help build Lindell TV, and I like building things. I like constructing things and building teams and new challenges, and Mike gave us that opportunity for 3 years, and I'm in his debt. And now is a new challenge with General Flynn, someone that I have respected and worked with now for, well, in fact, I'll remind you, he was the one that gave me his first interview after being pardoned by President Trump. To my shock, I was told, when you're doing your live show tonight, if the phone rings, you're going to want to answer it. It might be General Flynn. I had never talked to General Flynn. And yet I was told by my friend that was a retired three-star general who knew General Flynn that, well, I think he might call your show tonight. Let's see what happens. And indeed, the phone rang. And that was my first time to ever speak to General Flynn, as he graciously gave me that interview and explained to our audience about that pardon from President Trump, one he really should never have needed. But he understood, and as we do now, all of us, the weaponization of this government that was against him and many now. So my friendship began with him, and now I've been given this opportunity. But some have, I guess, made comments online and in feedback on players that somehow my shows will end. No, they will not. I, Lord willing, will be here every day, 1 to 2 Central, on the VCY America Radio Network, as long as they'll have me. And I'll be at worldviewtube.com every day, 1 to 2 Central, with this broadcast, Worldview Radio. At night, Worldview Report will continue at 7 o'clock, 7:30, Brandon House Live. My Sunday night show, my Sunday morning Worldview Report, all of it will continue. We'll just be slowly exiting Lindell TV in order to allow them to fill in the time and the gap, find people in the to turn the control room over to, so that we can have the time we need to then build a new outlet. And as Mike Lindell so graciously said last night, Brandon, congratulations, and we need more outlets that speak truth. I just saw what I'm going to present to you tonight on the Worldview Report, and there's been a study that shows how few truly conservative Christian worldview journalists there are in mainstream corporate media. The study has gone from 1971 to 2022, and it was shocking how low the number is of those who are allowed to enter into the corporate media world unless they are flaming leftist, radical, progressives, cultural Marxist. And so, as Mike said last night, we need more voices, more platforms delivering the truth to the American people. So thanks to Mike Lindell for the opportunity he's given me, which brings me to this point. And thanks to General Flynn for the offer and his trust. I told Mike, you're going to be a guest on my show. You can count on that. So the friendship continues and the work continues, and we're back probably do some projects together between the networks. Just like I've been working with VCY America for, 28, 29 years, that's one thing we all need to do is pull together. Networks, outlets, those who want to defend our constitutional republic and the Judeo-Christian worldview upon which it's built. Because if we don't, they will shackle the pulpit, they will shackle the airwaves, and we will see a massive persecution of anyone that speaks the truth of the Christian worldview. So please, stamp out those rumors. I am not retiring. I'm not closing down my broadcast. Some of you are in tears, and some of you sound panicked. Some said, I don't know where I'm going to get this kind of information anymore. Well, don't worry. You must have misunderstood what was being said. We're not going anywhere, Lord willing. We're just transitioning. And Lindell TV will keep going, and we'll start something new over there at patriot.tv. So thank you. I don't want anyone shocked or confused or misunderstanding. Joining me now is Annie Cyrus. Annie joins us before we go to Aaron. Annie, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Brandon.
Annie, tell me, why are we seeing all of these acid attacks on folks in London? Who's behind these? Why is this happening? I think we had several people, 9 people, maybe some police in this last one. Who's doing this and why?
Well, basically, if we go back in time a little bit, acid attacks have been one of the main formats of violence against women in Middle Eastern Islamic countries. For example, if you look at the records of Pakistan, it is their number one social problem, where there's a huge number of Pakistani girls and women who were burned by acid. Some survived, some didn't. I can hear the music. Should I hold the thought?
Yes, you are so good at this. You are a pro. Annie Cyrus, liveuptofreedom.com is her website, liveuptofreedom.com. She'll answer that question. We'll also point out to you, sadly, Islamists are killing Christians around the world. Sharam Haidi the other day said we're perhaps living historically in the time of the most murder of Christians. Well, another one has occurred, and those Christians were taken off of a bus and kidnapped by Islamists, and at last report, their whereabouts are unknown. We'll talk about this global murder of Christians with Annie, and then an update from Israel and your calls. Don't go away. We have slashed
the shipping cost on our freeze-dried food at WVWTVstore.com. Hello, I'm Brandon House. And for this month of January and February, we are slashing our shipping by half. Half the cost gone. We're saving you half the price you would normally pay for shipping this heavy freeze-dried food, but this is for a limited time only at WVWTVstore.com. Here we are in January of 2024. I think it's going to be a bumpy ride as we go into the election in the fall of 2024, not to mention the threat of World War III, China going after Taiwan, all the military-age males that have poured over our border from Islamic nations and the CCP. Folks, do you have your preparations in order? Even the mainstream media like CBS Face the Nation is talking about a black swan event. A major national security black swan event in 2024. There's the talk of the power grid going down. Even the irresponsible FBI director told Congress that all the lights are flashing red for a terrorist attack. Well, it might be predictive programming, and they may cause it to happen or allow it to happen. But reality is, if it happens, you want to make sure you're prepared. I took about 3 days during the Christmas break to get more organized. I've been prepping since 2013, but I had some prepping gear in one closet and another in another closet. I got organized, got it all put together in the right places. I know where everything is, and then I even added to it and updated. Well, here's your chance to update your emergency supplies by going to WVWTVstore.com for the month of January and February, as we have slashed shipping of our freeze-dried food in half. So that'll save some of you several hundred dollars, but you need to take action now while we have the supplies and while you can save half on the normal shipping price. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, or 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Again, you can place your order over the phone if you prefer, 901-468-9357. Or for greatest of ease, just go right online, WVWTVstore.com, and get it while it lasts and half off the shipping cost. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, on the VCY America Radio Network. We're on about 66 of their stations. One station picked us up in Jacksonville, Florida last year. And of course, VCY America has their flagship program, Crosstalk, which is heard on about 139 stations. They come on at 2 o'clock Central right after this broadcast on the VCY America Network. And if you're not familiar with that network, you can be by just simply going to vcyamerica.org, vcyamerica.org. Joining me now is Annie Cyrus of liveuptofreedom.com. Annie, let's pick it back up where we were. Why are these acid attacks increasing, and what are they all about?
So, yes, as I was saying, Pakistan has this problem. Iran has a major problem of acid attacks. Now, in Iran, normally it's a brother, a person who wanted to marry you, and you said, no, this is more of the cause. In Pakistan and Afghanistan, especially in Pakistan, the main reason is not wearing your hijab properly, having makeup on, anything that is not pro-Sharia, a woman admitting committing that crime, will be punished by acid attack by citizens, mind you, citizens, meaning Muslim men of the country. Gradually, a few years ago, I'm going to say about 7-8 years ago, it started moving into Europe. And the last 2 years, it has definitely picked up in London, where it has been a form of either Muslim men attacking Muslim women who are not obeying Sharia because they're in Europe, wearing short skirt, makeup, no hijab, anything like that, or generally the kafir women who are not Muslims, and they're targeted. Remember, not a specifically asset named, but on Quran, it does say, Muhammad, tell your wives and your daughters and believing women to wear their headscarf down to their chest. This way they are known and will not be harassed or abused. So those who don't wear the hijab properly, or those who are not Muslims and targeted by not wearing the hijab, are allowed to be abused or harassed. And Muslims have picked up the acid attacks to disfigure the face, the body, the head, to permanently damage that woman from being seen as a woman.
Mm. 9 people, including 3 policemen and kids, have been taken to the hospital after having been attacked with acid. The perpetrator managed to flee the scene and is still on the loose. Acid attacks are quite common in London. So reports this news outlet. Annie, is today, International Hijab Day? Is that right?
Yes, sir. Today, February 1st, every year for the last 5 years, we celebrate the World Hijab Day.
No, we don't celebrate it, do we? We just know about it.
Well, when I say we, I mean America and Europe and everywhere else. But in America is actually most promoted and celebrated. And we have governors releasing videos and talk about the courage of the Muslim woman in America wearing the hijab, facing a lot of Islamophobia and bigotry, but they are so committed to their faith. They still wear them. I know I sound very sarcastic, but actually Governor of New York, she was the first one to release the video and said the exact words I just said.
Wow.
While not wearing a hijab on camera herself. But she did make sure to start her video with Assalamu Alaikum, because apparently American Muslims don't speak English. They only speak Arabic like they're Allah.
So 5 years now here in America, International Hijab Day. Wearing your hijab, is this of course means Sharia, Islamic law, which means they, by that very essence, would want to overthrow the U.S. Constitution, which would then mean with Sharia they could persecute the Christians and the Jews, enslave us, tax us, all the above, right?
Yes, I would say at this point it's not that they're trying. They're about 10% already there to fly their flag over our White House or achieve their global caliphate. Because if you look at it, other countries except America, the agenda of Islamization is way above 50%. U.S. is the only country that I would say 10 to 15% of Islamization have taken place, because now not only we have the World Hijab Day and politicians are behind it and all the Hamas front groups in America are funding it. That's the thing. Why would it, like, do we have organizations funding Columbus Day? I don't think they do. It's just a day. You shouldn't need funding. That right there should be the red flag of this World Hijab Day organization that needs funding. I guess they buy hijab, too many of them, because that's what it is. All day today on the streets, you see women, Muslim women wearing the hijab with hijab on their hand, offering it to non-Muslim woman to try it and feel the beauty of it and the purification of it and all that stuff they do. But then on top of that, you have someone like Ilhan Omar, who finally admits that her alliance is with Somalia and not American people. On that note, I say they are 10-15% already into the Islamization. But yes, the final goal by Muslims, their duty is global caliphate, meaning the one world religion that is Islam, because it's the perfect religion by Allah and Muhammad.
And that brings us to this article, news outlet again reporting Islamist militants today kidnapped a dozen Christian kids from their school bus in Nigeria. Okay, the terrorists also murdered two Yoruba chiefs in the region. I guess apparently these kids, as of the last report I had, was they had not been found. Why are the Islamists kidnapping these children? What will happen to them? Will they become sex slaves? Will they be murdered, or a little bit of both?
Well, let me emphasize on something, because we need to always emphasize culturally, or no, I shouldn't say culture. Well, I should, because Islam is a culture as well. Culturally, when Brennan House says children, we see them as children, underage minor kids. For these Muslim jihadists, these soldiers of Allah, these kids have reached the age of adulthood. If they're girls after 9, if they're boys after 14, they are not kids anymore. So they don't look at them as their kids. They look at them as the enemy, who's an adult. Because their own kids blow themselves up at age, 7, 8, 9? So we need to keep that in mind. Not that it's an excuse for their behavior. I just want to give the mindset of these men looking at the enemy, not some innocent kid somewhere. And yes, the boys, there's a very good chance they will be forced to say the Shahada and become soldiers, especially in most of African countries. That is the result. That's how it happens. With girls, they could depend on their age. If they're 9 and over, they immediately become somebody's wife and have their children. If they're under 9, they could become mates, like cleaning, cooking, doing chores until they turn 9 and then become somebody's wife.
So let me ask you before you go, because I know you have another interview today. You are tracking the global persecution and murder of Christians. Sharam said we might be at a point of the highest murder of Christians on a global scale in American and world history. Are we?
I think we passed that in 2019. Mm. We broke that record back in 2019. You add the remaining 3 years, 4 years, 5 years to it, we are definitely at the highest. Absolutely. You just look at last week, a 23-year-old convert in Iran to Christianity was literally kidnapped by the police from his home. And as of right now, we still don't know his location. He was kidnapped and taken to an unknown location. Just one town, one small town in one country, one Christian.
Let me ask you,
now
Annie,
you add that to us.
We have reports today, unconfirmed reports. I mean, we can't independently confirm it yet. We have Colonel Mills and a few others working on it. But of another attack by Iranian drones on a U.S. military base. Clearly, the Iranian regime has no fear of this government or retaliation of any serious consequence, correct?
Are you referring to the attack that took place about our local time around, between 3 or 4 in the morning?
I think it was at a base called Al-Amar.
Yeah, I can confirm that.
Al-Amar base?
Yes. Islamic Republic of Iran news channel already confirmed it. And to answer your question, mm-hmm. Yes. They have no. It's not that they have no fear of our regime here. They know they have the support of our regime here. There's a difference. They know they have given green light to do whatever it takes to create the chaos that Biden regime needs here in America and in the Middle East. So not only they're not afraid of us, they are counting on the support of Biden regime to keep helping them continue doing what needs to be done.
And what do you make of the opening monologue today? We had Christopher Wray before Congress a few weeks ago saying all the red lights are flashing for a major terrorist attack. Yesterday, he's saying China is in our grid. They could do incredible damage to our infrastructure and way of life and life itself. And in my monologue, I said, don't be shocked, folks, if the grid goes down, if there are terrorist attacks, that, yeah, it could be China. Yes, it could be Iran. Yes, it could be the Islamists. But don't forget, this could be the narrative they're laying, and it'll actually be the government that does it. It'll be a false flag by our own government, and they'll blame it on China. They'll blame it on Iran. Maybe they'll do something like that and blame it on MAGA or America First or a constitutionalist or a pro-lifer. Who knows, right? But what do you make that they're laying down a narrative, and then they can pull that card out and play it whenever they want, regardless of who does it, either China or Russia or Iran doing it for them at their behest, at their encouragement? Or the federal government doing it and then just saying, look, we told you they were going to do this, but we know it was meant to disrupt this country, get us into World War III, get people to have the desire to sign up, join the military and go fight, suspend the election. What are your thoughts?
Well, I would say even if Islamists are involved or China is involved or Iran is involved, it is still our government here who did it. Because look at the border, who's coming through right now. Mm. IRGC, Hamas, ISIS, all that. Look at how many quote-unquote Afghans we flew from Afghanistan after the disastrous withdrawal, 60,000 plus. They all disappeared into America without any knowledge of us knowing who they are. They could have been Taliban, right? So even if it's China, it's Iran, it's Russia, whomever actually pulls the trigger, figure of speech, the gun was handed to them by our own government. So regardless, I will hold our regime. I don't want to call them government. I will hold our regime accountable for whatever is coming. Because they opened the borders and they gave the money and they funded terrorism and they pretty much dealt with China as if there are no threat. So they have played a role.
Mm. Annie, thank you for being with us. I know you got to run to another interview. LiveUpToFreedom.com, LiveUpToFreedom.com, and she also has a daily show on my channel at WorldViewTube.com. Thank you, Annie.
Thank you, Brandon. Stay safe.
You too, my friend. Annie Cyrus checking in. Before we go to Israel, to our update, let me play for you, for those who maybe have not heard it, Let me play for you what the director of the FBI had to say before Congress yesterday. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Here we go. All right. We are having an issue with that player. Let me see if we can get that fixed or not. What's that, Logan? You know, the problem is wanting to run that player at 1,000 miles an hour. So like he's speaking Chinese. Why does he keep doing that? It might be this new computer. You know, oh, no, look at that. Oh, all right. You want to do this side? All right. We're going to switch sides and see if that fixes it. All right. There we go. You ready? All right. We'll play it when we come back from the break. So we'll get it fixed during the break. Play it. And then go to Aaron, who's standing by live in Israel. Again, Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. You can watch our TV shows. You can watch our new shows at worldviewtube.com. And, of course, if you want to listen to Crosstalk at 2 o'clock Central with Jim Schneider on 139 outlets, you can go to vcyamerica.org or just stay where you're at. If you're already tuned in, either online or on one of their powerful blowtorch terrestrial stations. Crosstalk at 2 o'clock Central. We'll be right back.
What would you do if your local pharmacy shut down or there was an interruption in the just-in-time inventory of critical medications? What if the power grid goes down and you need an antibiotic? What are you going to do? Hello, I'm Brandon House. Well, that concerned me and my wife for several years. And thankfully, last year, my friends at the wellness company that include Dr. James Thorpe and Dr. Peter McCullough created the Wellness Company Emergency Medical Kit. I have four of them. That's because I have family members that I want to make sure I could provide antibiotics to in case of an emergency. You know, something very non-life-threatening like strep throat could well become life-threatening if not treated. And if you can't get your hands on prescription meds during a national crisis, well, that would not be a good thing. So I got four of these kits so my family members have these eight vital medications. If you go to twc.health/Brannon, TWC stands for The Wellness Company, twc.health/Brannon, it will list for you the eight medications in this emergency kit and what they treat. Now, this is a real prescription from a doctor. So when you order it, be sure to then go back into your email, check your email for the paperwork you're going to have to complete and fill out so that you can get your prescription and get your emergency medical kit with these eight vital prescription meds in the mail at your front door. Again, this is a great way for your family to be prepared for the unthinkable. And with every purchase of each emergency medical kit, the Wellness Company donates a percentage back to our organization to help fund our broadcast. So everybody's winning. twc.health/Brannon. twc.health/Brannon. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to just do this the old-fashioned way real quick. I'm going to just play it off my computer and just put the microphone over here because I've teased you guys that we're going to play it, and we're going to play it, all right? So let me move this stuff out of the way. All right, listen to Christopher Wray. Here we go.
CCP's dangerous actions, China's multi-pronged assault on our national and economic security, make it the defining threat of our generation. And when I described the CCP as a threat to American safety a moment ago, I meant that quite literally. There has been far too little public focus on the fact that PRC hackers are targeting our critical infrastructure, our water treatment plants, our electrical grid, our oil and natural gas pipelines, transportation systems, and the risk that poses to every American requires our attention now.
Now. Well, why now? Why not 10 years ago? Why not 5 years ago? Why now? Because this is indeed a serious risk, as we've been telling you for several years. But there you go, folks. So why are they laying the narrative? What are they preparing for? And notice these warnings come in election year. Now they want you to know the grid could go down. Critical infrastructure could go down. We could have terrorist attacks. All the red lights are flashing. And the chaos that we said was coming in 2024, they're now telegraphing that it's coming. And who's going to be responsible? And we told you so. Oh, and we can't have elections. Or, oh, we all have to vote by mail. I don't know what they're planning. I'm just throwing out scenarios. We'll see what happens. But folks, my personal opinion is you should be prepared because these people have something planned. Not to mention, it seems as though we're going to war. I watched a news clip today. If we have time, we'll play it. But 300 National Guard in a gymnasium in Illinois getting ready and being sent off to the Middle East. You know, it's kind of sobering to watch that video and realize some of those young men and some of those young women may never come back again. And yet, are these wars necessary? Or have they been invited? Have they been staged? Have they been planned by those who have captured this U.S. government and the globalists that are pulling the strings and working with groups like China and Iran and Russia? Joining me now is Aaron live from Israel. Aaron, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Brennan. Good to be with you.
Great to have you with us as well. What's the latest news in Israel?
Well, there's a lot of news, and it's all big, and it's all it's such a struggle. It is so difficult. Of course, there's the hostage situation. Hamas are claiming that they've agreed to the Qatari suggestions, the Egyptian suggestions. The problem with this, Brennan, is we don't know how to interpret this talk. These are frameworks, and the problem with it is it's playing on our emotions, and especially on the emotions of the families, giving them hope and then hope deferred, and then raising their expectations and then expectations getting deferred, then hearing that some of these captives of ours have been murdered, and then the other big problem that these talks are creating is the internal conflict between our opposition parties and members of our right wingers. Our opposition are saying it is our number one priority, even above destroying Hamas at this stage, is to get our captives back. Whereas people within Netanyahu's government on the right, Smotrich, Ben Gavir, they are saying, no, we do not agree with this. This is going to, because part of the deal is a potential 35-day ceasefire.
Woo, 35 days. Boy.
It's insane.
Yeah.
One of the rabbis on the right pointed out the three main biblical stories of kidnappings. If we remember when Lot was kidnapped, when Dina, the only daughter of Jacob, and who was the other one? When in the time of David, all the women and children were kidnapped at Ziklag. The three times that we read in those biblical accounts, there was no exchanges. If you look at Abraham, if you look at the two of the tribes of Jacob, two of the sons, and if you look at David, they rescued them. They put their lives, they put personal emotions aside, and they thought of the bigger picture, the whole people of Israel, and they went and they fought, they chased, they fought, they pursued. That is what the rabbis are saying we should do, putting aside our personal emotions and think of the big picture, because we know what happened when we released 1,300 prisoners for Gilad Shalit some 13 years ago.
Remind our audience who that is, please.
So one of our soldiers, he was a tank driver, and he was on the Lebanon border up in the north. Hezbollah managed to jump into his tank, and they kidnapped him. They held him for about 3 years, and finally, we came to an agreement where we released 1,300 prisoners, and many of them had blood on their hands. And one of them was Yihye Sinwar, one of the three kingpins of Hamas. And so, you can imagine the tension and the rift. And by the way, Itamar Ben-Gvir, who is the leader of the largest party in Netanyahu's coalition, next to Netanyahu's party, he is saying that if this deal goes through, he will collapse the government. He will pull out of the government. So lots of pressure. Now, alongside of that, you've got the United States, what a lot of people call him, the president, Joe Biden. Now, the big news going on here.
By the way, I like how you put that. Some people call him the president.
I know. Every time I say the president, you come back and you say, well, I don't call him president or something like that.
Right, exactly.
Say.
Exactly. Anyway, I call him the occupier of the office.
Right. Well, guy, Brandon, this is big news. They say that what he is planning right now is going to be, if it gets implemented, it's going to be as big as Camp David in 1973. What am I referring to? He wants to push, he's trying to push for a demilitarized Palestinian state in Gaza Strip, demilitarized, and this is going to be his trump card in doing it.
Pardon the pun, right? Pardon the pun?
Yeah, pardon the pun. He is bringing the Saudis into the picture. They are going to be his partner in this. So he will have Saudi backing, Mohammed bin Salman, and they are already talking about joining in a coalition to not only bring a demilitarized Palestinian state, but fighting against Iran together. So this is a serious move. And politically for Biden, I dare say it, this actually could be a brilliant maneuver for his political survival and future. Not that he may run again for president, but this could be a brilliant move for him, because I was just looking at the news today saying he is seriously in danger of losing the Arab vote in the United States, which is quite a few million people, because of his inaction, or how it's perceived, his inaction for the Palestinian people. So he's pushing hard. He is coming up with all kinds of ideas. Anthony Blinken behind it. This is big news. Pay attention over the next coming days and weeks. And this is putting pressure on Israel, because I mentioned this the last three updates. We have a strong movement on our right. They want to reoccupy the Gaza Strip. We want to take it over. Biblically, it's our land. And so there are some people who say, we want to take it over. We will not allow the Palestinians we gave them a chance when we pulled out in 2005, 2006. We gave them a chance. Instead of peace, they gave us tens of thousands of missiles, climaxing on October the 7th. We're not going to allow this to happen again. And lots of talks that I've been listening to, doing research, a lot of people are using the two examples after the Second World War, what the Americans and the Allies did to Germany and to Japan. First, they dismantled the regimes, the governments. They cleared the path. They cleared the way. And then they reestablished relations. So these are the two, I mean, there's lots of other news going on, but they are the two big areas of concern and talk going on here in Israel and the Middle East.
All right, let's open the phone lines for people to ask questions on any of these topics we've covered. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Again, 1-800-347-9829. We do have some other stories coming in while we're talking, and one of them is reportedly 150. There's a screenshot. I'm looking at it, so I guess right off C-SPAN. 150 Democrats vote against a bill to deport illegals caught driving while drunk. Now, why would you not want to deport illegals caught driving while drunk? Right below that is another news report with video. Migrant boat makes it to Winnesee Beach in La Jolla, California. Police arrive on the scene, but not in numbers large enough to stop the migrants from running into the neighborhood. These so-called ghost landings are common sight in Europe, but new in the U.S. You guys might remember we showed a video and talked about a video just from about a month ago where right down the street from a very, very wealthy neighborhood in California, this occurred, and now it's occurring again. Folks, are you guys getting worried about what's coming to America when you have so many people coming to the U.S. and we don't know who they are? And they're all coming at the same time, and many of them are of military age. Very distressing.
Brandon, I have a question. Sorry to interrupt you. Why wait until someone is drunk before you consider deporting them? If they're illegal, they're illegal.
But you know what? That just makes too much sense. You know? It makes too much sense. I'll tell you what else. It doesn't fit the goal objective, which is chaos, new voters, getting these folks to vote, letting them vote. Either in local elections or federal elections, getting them citizenship. It also doesn't create the chaos because I listened to a black lady today being interviewed on Fox, and she was very upset about all the free stuff that the illegals are getting while her community is falling apart with crime. That's that chaos they want. We'll be right back. Joining me now is Melissa House. She called me today, and she told me something, and I said, you have got to tell the audience this. They need to hear this. It's really good news for those of you that, well, are taking Bella Grace. What happened today?
Well, I went to my hairdresser, and I had not told her about this product that I've been taking, and she said shortly after, well, when she was blow-drying my hair, she said, I just noticed when I was parting your hair and fixing it that you have a bunch of new hair growth and a lot of, you know, short hairs that are more curly than normal. And she's like, I just can't believe I've been going to this lady for probably 13 years and she's never said that to me. And I had noticed it, but for the fact that she noticed it was, I had to call Brand right away and tell him, well, I guess the collagen has definitely helped me grow my hair.
So that's, we have not mentioned this a lot because, you know, we're not going to make claims. Okay.
Right.
You can go to the website, you can read the testimonials, you can read the clinical reviews, the clinical trials, but we're not prone to making a lot of claims about the product other than personally.
And I wanted to take it for a while.
And we wanted to take and try it. But we had heard that one of the things this would do...
Well, collagen will grow your hair.
Grow your hair. Collagen supposedly grows your hair.
Right.
So the...
And I have some little hairs that stick up,
actually. The hairdresser said you got all these hairs that are...
She said, you've never had this before. I don't...
And this is after how many weeks of taking this? So now you're saying, but you
and she saw it on her own without me even telling her that I was, and then I went on to tell her that I've been taking
what you were taking
product. Yes. Mm-hmm. But that's not the only thing that it's just given me a lot more energy and really helped my hip feel better.
Your sciatic nerve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, and this is a good thing because a lot of guys, I'm sure, but a lot of ladies, particularly after they've had COVID two or three times, we have friends who are losing their hair,
lost their hair. Right.
So this could maybe help them too.
I would think so. Definitely.
Helping you.
It is.
Okay. Yes. I've been taking it twice a day. It has three key ingredients we've been telling you about. Collagen, which all guys need collagen too. Then it also has cat's claw, which is a very powerful anti-inflammatory, which is probably why it's helping your sciatic nerve.
My sciatic nerve, definitely.
Which Dr. Mark Miller talked to us, the formulator of this for 30 years, talked to us about that the other day. Third thing you have is the Astroreal Astaxanthin.
Good job.
Is that pretty good?
That's good.
I've been practicing. And that got the cognitive award in 2022. So, and that crosses blood-brain barrier and gets into the gut.
Right.
Whereas so a lot of the collagen you're flushing down the toilet about 95%. This you're absorbing, according to studies, you're absorbing 95%.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right. If you want more information, it's on the website. Again, it's set up under her name so they can track it and give credit back to our organization. We've explained to you the way we bring you these free shows is either through our foundation, supporting that, or through supporting our sponsors, melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. The testimonials are there, including the 80 clinical trials are there as well. melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. All right, let's go to the phone lines. They're lit up. Fran, line one. Fran in New York. Fran, thank you for calling in today. Hi, Fran.
Hi, Brennan. How are you?
Good, thank you.
My question is in regards to the acid attacks in the UK. On your segment last night, you had mentioned the mutilation in Nigeria of Christians' bodies that the Muslims didn't want God to recognize them. Are the acid attacks along the same line, do you think?
Yeah, according to Annie, you know, she comes from Iran and was raised in a Muslim family, and she had to wear the hijab. She had to follow all that. She was thrown into Sharia court and jail for letting her hair come out from underneath her hijab, skipping, singing on the street, being a typical young teenager, healthy, young person, full of life. And so she found herself being thrown in court and then jail and then whipped. And she just said, I don't know if you caught it earlier, that yes, this is being done to disfigure these women. They don't have to be Muslims. It could be a family member. You know, they have the honor killings, and they'll kill their own daughter, their own sister. But it could also be the infidels that they throw acid on because they don't like the way they're dressing, that they are coming. In some cases, it could be because they're coming into a predominantly Muslim nation. And some of these places, by the way, including New York, are starting to pick up Sharia patrols. Sharia patrols. We've reported on that. Their police cars look like New York police department cars.
Yes, so, that's been a couple of years now, at least.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So does that help you? I mean, this is intimidating those who are getting out of line in the Muslim world, and it's punishing those who are not in the Islamic world who won't comply and are offending them by, you know, dressing without a hijab or wearing what they perceive to be not enough covering. Does that make sense?
Yes, most definitely. I just thought possibly it to the Nigerian motives.
Yeah. So. Well, I think it all goes together because, again, these people devalue Christians big time. Remember also what it says about the Jews. You know, the rock will cry out, come, come, there's a Jew hiding behind me. Come cut his neck. You know, so this is a hatred of them. And they, by their book, can take the Jew and the Christian, and they can kill them, or they can make them a slave. Or they could just throw acid on them and do that for now and send that signal.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, Fran. Right. Be careful. You're in New
Thank
York.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you're in, of course, France in New York, where we just watched the horrific footage of police officers being beaten by illegals, and now those guys have been rounded up, arrested, and perp walked. And they are, at least two of them I saw, making obscene gestures to the media. Now, again, here they come to America, as the lady said on Fox today when they put a microphone in her face. And I don't think they knew what she was going to say. She was very articulate. She said, look, I got children, and the community centers and things get taken over by the immigrants. They put up paper to cover the window so you can't see in, and all of the free things that were available to us. And I'm a, you know, not a very well-off mom here raising kids, and the very few things that are free to us are now being taken away from us, and they're getting a stipend, and they're getting debit cards and housing. While I'm an American, she said, I was born here. And, you know, I thought, well, that's exactly what they want. They want a race war. They want people groups fighting with each other. And what do we see in New York? Illegals beating up two cops and then making obscene gestures to the media, telling the American people what they think of us. And yet we're their hosts, supposedly, giving them money to be here and bringing them here and flying them around. Let's go to Dick in Maryland, line four. Dick, thanks for calling in, Dick.
Yeah, Brandon, thank you for everything you guys are doing. I think just a footnote, side note. Acid in the face for infidels, including men. I think you know about that because I think you were threatened with acid in the face.
Yes,
and
as
the FBI didn't care.
And the FBI did not care. They told us, hey, well, when they make a direct threat, you call us back. Not only do we have a direct threat, we had it coming through the U.S. mail. They did not care. And FBI, I know you monitor the show from what I'm told by credible sources from the intelligence arena. You guys, we have every email we exchanged with your agent, who, by the way, was a young guy, very professional, very kind, very concerned, and was, according to his tone of voice, was disturbed that you guys kept shutting him down when he would run it up the flagpole that something needs to be done. We have every email documenting that we were telling you what was happening and going on, and you guys would do nothing, nothing. But I guess that we now know why, Dick, because to them, I am the problem for being an American, for being a Christian, you know, for being interested in borders, for exposing Islam, for exposing communism. I'm the problem. So they don't care. But you're right. We had a letter. I think it was also sent to USAMA. I think it was sent to Sharam, talking about throwing acid on us. You remember that? I think even one of your buddies got one, didn't they?
Yeah, we'll keep it a little bit obtuse. There is a person in Maryland who got a copy. Maryland State Police got a copy of the letter as a justification for a carry permit and denied it. So you also have the Maryland State Police with the FBI denying any kind of reaction to acid in the face for a citizen.
I want to make sure, and I will be very bland, is not to give up people. The individuals that you're referring to that got letters, they were all connected to me because I was told, one of them said, well, we won't go after Jimmy DeYoung. We'll just ignore Jimmy DeYoung. And wow. But maybe we'll start contacting some of your other speakers. Next thing you know, some of my broadcasters are starting to get these letters. And this individual in Maryland gets one with the threat of acid. And is taking, you're saying, to the state police and say, look at the threat here. And this individual was denied a carry permit by the state of Maryland, despite a letter through the U.S. mail and the threat of throwing acid on that person.
And right. And there was a second letter, which I'm also heard, which is also a sexual attack would have been done. So the two detailed letters, at least. And again, the people really, it all depends who you are, whether or not American law enforcement is going to protect you or not. The bottom line is you have to protect yourself.
And that same letter that these individuals received about a sexual assault were being circulated to us directly, my family, these threats via email, and threatening to kidnap my wife. And the federal FBI, the communist in the FBI, the Marxist in the FBI, the traitors in the FBI would not do anything. They told us, oh, we're sorry. After they said, well, we need a direct threat. We need something. Everything they said was finally met over the course of weeks. And when every measure they said had to be met for them to do something, they still did nothing because the FBI wants us dead. The FBI wants us eliminated. I believe that. Do you, Dick?
100%. And thank you for what you're doing. Congratulations on your new assignment.
Thank you. Thank you, Dick. And let me be clear, folks. I will continue to do Worldview 2. I will continue running my own broadcast outlet, my own ministry. Nothing has changed there. And we'll continue broadcasting here on the wonderful VCYAmerica.org. Stay tuned for Crosstalk. Take care.
Not too long ago, we received 3,000 bottles of potassium iodine. This is to protect your thyroid in the event of a nuclear event. We had one distributor we wanted to purchase it from and offer to our audience, and they said, I'm sorry, we can't sell it to you because we cannot keep it in stock. Therefore, we can't sell it to you because, you know, you'll get upset with us because you'll need it to fill the orders you have, and we won't be able to send it to you, and that creates a PR problem for all of us. So, sorry, we can't keep it in stock. Well, that led us to search, and we were able to finally secure brand new 3,000 bottles of potassium iodine. And by the way, these are selling fast. Well, no wonder. The government recently, according to many reports, has ordered up $290 million in anti-radiation medication. What are they planning? We know the FBI and the military held a week-long nuclear strike event in Houston, Texas. In New York, they've been running PSAs for what happens if there's a nuclear attack. What is this all about? I have no idea what they're planning, folks. But I do know that among my family's emergency supplies is potassium iodine. You'll find it in supply at our store online at wvwtvstore.com, wvwtvstore.com. TVstore.com. You can also call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357, or just visit www.tvstore.com.